As U.S. troops start to come home from Afghanistan, the violence in that country only seems to be ramping up. On Saturday, at least 50 people died in an attack on a school in Kabul. Many of the victims were young girls. Americans who fought in Afghanistan over the course of nearly 20 years are watching these developments and weighing in on President Biden's plan to end the war. One of them is retired Staff Sergeant Travis Mills, who recently wrote a piece in USA Today supporting the president. Mills lost both arms and both legs in a bombing in Afghanistan in 2012, and he joins us now on Skype. Travis, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So make your case. Why is it time to end this war?
Well, you know, I just feel like after so many years, no one needs to avenge my injuries. No one needs to go over there and fight for anything besides for the person to the left and right. And honestly, we've done what we can. And I just feel like now is the time to pull out and let the Afghan nation stand on its own, have the help of NATO and our support, and, you know, strategically keep bases that we need. You know, Kandahar, Bagram, very well-placed places for NATO and us to use and be ready for anything that happens in the world. But in truth, you're not fighting a conventional war. So it's not World War II where someone's going to, you know, be defeated.
There's no way to win, in other words, that which is what you've written before, that there's just no way to win that war.
I mean, look, we win every day when we're over there. I've built schools, I've built wells, I've helped with building hospitals and things like that. And that's a win. But as far as the enemy, there's no clear defined enemy. I mean, the person that just shot at you hides their AK-47. They're the ones asking to come work on the forward operating base and build walls so they can get paid. I'm not going to say the Taliban beat us by any means, because, you know, if you look at the rates and things that we've done over there compared to, like, how many people, you know, we've been had to bring home in caskets compared to how many people they've had to bury, like, yeah, the numbers are staggering for them. But, you know, we've helped them realize education, fresh, clean drinking water, hospitals, infrastructure, and building their nation, you know, in that way to better their lives.
I hear what you're saying. I do hear what you're saying, but there is a pretty good chance if the Taliban resurges that all that work that you did building the schools where girls get to go and learn alongside boys, the wells and villages that you created, all of that could be just for naught. I mean, destroyed if the Taliban comes back. I mean, isn't that something that you consider?
Well, absolutely it is. But we've also worked very hard. The last probably 6 to 10 years, I would say, it was – well, actually, when I was there, right? So when I was there 9 years ago, I got injured. So 9 years ago, we weren't the ones kicking doors in. We were not the ones starting the fights. It was the Afghan National Army and the Afghan National Police doing all that work. So we've trained the trainer. And, you know, I think they can do it, and I think they will always have our support. And let's just be honest. Technology nowadays, somebody in Las Vegas can be flying a drone and take out any, you know, Taliban camp or things like, you know, training camp that we find. Right. So I'm not saying we're pulling out completely, but I'm not too worried about, you know, all of that happening all over again.
You referenced your injury, and so no doubt this is a very personal issue for you. Would you mind describing what happened 9 years ago last month?
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. I put my backpack down on top of a bomb accidentally, just like the ones that we were talking about, you know, going off this past weekend, and it took both arms, both legs from me. So I'm a quadruple amputee, you know, and I'm one of five to survive my injuries, very fortunate and lucky, and is, you know, bitter as you think I might be, or people would imagine, I'm really not. I got the chance to live through my injuries because my medics worked so hard. My wife and I, you know, were married 4 years when this happened. We had a 6-month-old little girl, and life goes on. Now I'm, you know, 9 years outside of my injury. I have my 9-year-old daughter now that helped me learn how to walk and everything when I first got injured. I have a 3-year-old son, and my wife Kelsey and I are celebrating our 13th year of marriage. And it all was made possible because my medics and the nurses and the doctors worked on me for so much, like 14 hours of surgery I went through. Now, am I Louis Zamperini from the movie Unbroken or the story Unbroken? No, I'll never forgive the Taliban. I'm not that guy. He's better than me. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
I'll never be the guy that goes over there and wants to shake their hand. I'll be the guy that's like, yeah, I still hate you, and that's okay. It's okay.
Mm. What you call the anniversary of that day you were injured, your alive day. I mean, do you feel like you should have died?
When I woke up in the hospital 4 days after I was injured, they medically sedated me, and I woke up in the hospital. You know, I was asking questions of myself, right? I ignored all the doctors and nurses, and I was like, am I a bad person? Does God hate me? Like, what did I do wrong in life? And the biggest thing I did ask, besides for how can I be a husband and a father, is why didn't I just die? You know, and I'm very fortunate to be friends with Gary Sinise, right? So Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump. Right. And you have that feeling, not that it's suicidal, not that you want to die, but it's like, how is this going to be better? I'm just going to be a burden. And I had no idea about the technology and the advancements that was out there in the world, right? Like, I have prosthetic legs. I have my prosthetic arm. I drive my truck like everybody else. I go do whatever I want. Been very successful because I live in the nation that takes care of me. I have a nonprofit, the Travis Mills Foundation. I have four businesses that I own and operate with some friends. And, you know, life goes on. But it is in the beginning stages of, well, what am I going to do now? Like, what kind of life do I have left to live?
Retired Army Staff Sergeant Travis Mills. We're going to link you to information about his foundation at hereandnow.org. Travis, thank you very much for speaking with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I hope I'm not heartless. I really feel that the Afghan National Police and the citizens have to stand. They have to rise above, and they have the capabilities, and they can do it. I know because I've seen it firsthand when I was in firefights with them, fighting right beside me. As vicious and ferocious as I was fighting, they were too. So they have the abilities, and I think it's going to get better.